Chapter 1. Rain hung thick in the air, the threat of which turned the early evening grey and mist-shrouded. Mrs. Heathstone knocked smartly on the immense double doors of the Duke of Banbury's Mayfair residence. Rosalie slid an anxious glance down her body and winced, smoothing a hand over the well-worn wool of her cloak. Serviceable. That's the word that came to mind. Shabby. That was another word. It wasn't how Rosalie envisioned her return to London. She dreamt of bright skies and heralding trumpets. Ridiculous. But what fantasy didn't possess a touch of the absurd? At least for her. She was an expert at dreaming up the absurd. She had imagined returning a debutante of the First Order, outfitted in a wardrobe that royalty would envy, with swains lining up to pay court on her, with parties and galas that kept her out all hours, an invitation to court from the Queen herself. She had imagined all this and more. She had imagined him. The words whispered through her mind and made her wince. Perhaps not precisely him, only someone as handsome as her stepbrother. Whenever she imagined a suitor for herself, he always bore a striking resemblance to Declan. She supposed it was a testament to her lack of exposure to suitable gentlemen during her time at the Harwich School for Young Ladies. Certainly some time about town would dash such daydreams. She sighed. Daydreams had long kept her company as she rusticated in Yorkshire, waiting for her mother to claim her, waiting for a season, waiting for her life to begin. She had perfected waiting to an art form. Now, standing on Declan's stoop, the cold evening vapour folding over her, those fantasies were a very distant thing. But at least the wait was finally over. She stood two steps below Mrs. Heathstone's formidable personage. The headmistress was taller than any man of Rosalie's limited acquaintance, even without the advantage of said steps. She huddled deeper into her cloak as Mrs. Heathstone rapped yet again. The sound reverberated out onto the street, and Rosalie shifted nervously on her feet, casting uneasy glances over her shoulder, certain that eyes were already upon them. From every neighbouring window, wondering at the bedraggled pair calling upon the Duke of Banbury. The mist suddenly gave way to rain, as though it could be denied no longer. "Drat," Mrs. Heathstone growled, throwing a gloved hand over her head as if that would offer some protection. Rosalie shrank back inside the voluminous hood of her cloak. She knew from experience that the slightest moisture turned her hair into a wild, frizzy mess. She pushed a coppery curl behind her ear. There was no help for it. She would not be making a sterling impression this eve. Of course, until this moment she had not realised how very important it was to her that she do so. She had told herself through the entire journey here that he would likely not even remember her. "Perhaps we should call again later." The ring of hope in her suggestion was unmistakable even over the drum of rain. "Nonsense! Someone is at home!" Of course, someone was at home. The Duke maintained a staff of dozens at his town residence, but the gentleman himself, the gentleman they needed to see, he was unlikely to be home. A matter of circumstance that appeared to only bear consequence to Rosalie. Mrs. Heathstone was quite prepared to deposit her on the Duke's threshold and then bolt. The headmistress had made up her mind weeks ago when she arranged this trip, and she was not to be dissuaded. As she had regretfully explained again and again, the Duke was family. If her mother would not step up to claim her, then responsibility fell to him. At last, the door opened. It was the only invitation Mrs. Heathstone required. She charged inside, shoving past a sputtering butler. Rosalie ascended, hesitating on the top step, peering inside the grand foyer that was at once familiar and alien. She knew it shouldn't look so large and formidable now that she was a woman grown and no longer a child, but it actually looked bigger. Mrs. Heathstone shook her cloak, spraying water onto the marble floor, as she flung back her hood, revealing her lush silvery grey hair. Her sharp eyes narrowed on Rosalie. "Miss Hughes, come inside at once before you catch a gew." Her long, elegant fingers flicked impatiently on the air. Rosalie obediently stepped inside, looking in awe up at the high-domed frescoed ceiling. Lowering her gaze, she sent the butler a small smile. She did not recognize him, but then she wouldn't. She had been very young the last time she visited here. She had been relegated to the Duke's country estate most of the time. Her mother preferred it that way. Preferred to have her in the country while she entertained in town, out of sight, out of mind.